This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, no wash clothing, breast milk, and an experimental aircraft death. It's all coming up in just a minute.
They say 3% of the people use 5 to 6% of their brain. 97% use just 3% and the rest goes down the drain. I will never know which one I am, but I'll bet you my last dime. 99% think we're 3% 100% of the time.
Gotta write that down.
They say 72% of all statistics are made up right there on the spot. 84.4% of people believe them, whether they're accurate statistics or not. Now, I'll never know what you believe, but I do know there's no doubt I need another double shot of something 90 proof. This is too much to think about. It's too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt with too much to think about. They say 92% of everything you learned in high school was bullcrap that you will never need. 82% of everything you got, you bought just to satisfy your greed. Because 94% of the entire population links possessions to success, even though 80% of the wealthiest 1% of the population drinks to an alarming extent. It's too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt, I've got too much to think about. 82% of all statisticians truly hate their freaking jobs. The average bank robber lives within, say, about 20 miles of the bank he robs. There's this little bank not far from here I've had my eyes on now for a while. Lately, all I can think about is going out in style.
Yeah!
It's too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt. It's too much to think about.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy!
A growing number of people are joining the so-called no-wash clothing movement.
How's this about?
According to the BBC, Josh, thank you for asking. Raw denim wearers will forgo washing their jeans for as long as they possibly can.
What are they going to do?
Forgo? In order to maintain high contrast patterns in their denim.
The CEO of Levi's has been touting this for years. But he's also the CEO of Levi's.
He can
grab a new pair whenever he wants.
Yeah, right.
Jeans wearers are not the only people cutting down on laundry. Designer Stella McCartney made headlines in 2019 when she said she does not clean her clothes unless she absolutely has to.
Stella by starlight.
How nice, Josh.
Advocates add that not washing your clothing is A, environmentally friendly, B, cuts down on electricity costs, and C, helps clothing last longer. Though garments do develop smells, no wash proponents have devised alternative methods for reducing odors, such as
filthy hippies
airing the clothes out,
however,
exposing garments to the sun or freezing them, and spraying armpit areas with vodka or vinegar.
Come on with this.
What? Yeah. Really? If someone could drink that vodka, what the hell is wrong with you?
If you're reasonably clean, you shower every day, you don't sweat that much, you just sit around in a room running your trap, trying to make people laugh. You don't have to wash your jeans, do you?
No.
I wash my jeans every two or three in the winter, every two or three wears.
No kidding.
Where are you at?
I have, I'm going to say I have four pair of jeans, and I rotate, and I can't remember the last time I washed any of them.
Boy, that's no. Don't they feel greasy?
No.
They stretch out. That's the problem. You have to wash them.
Do you ever dry clean them? The nice ones that they fade with the wash? You ever get those dry cleaned?
Mm-hmm. Can you dry clean?
I'll do it. I feel like a loser when I do it. I feel like an idiot.
I like to wash everything in really hot water.
That's true.
Burn as much energy as possible.
Yeah,
and wear all the garments down till like they're threadbare.
Yeah, that's fine. Do you wash your pajamas every night?
No.
I don't have any. I have gym trunks. I don't wear pajamas.
Do you, Ebenezer? You're wearing pajamas every night.
Your nightgown and your cap?
Yeah.
Every night?
How many times a week do you say, who goes there?
And how often do you wash the lantern you hold while you say?
No, I wear beach pants. They're like, what do they call them? What are those striped things called?
They're like seersucker pants.
There you go. Thank you. Those seersucker.
They look like suit pants.
Yeah.
I have some of those.
I like those. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You wash them every day?
Yeah, you've slept in them.
What
do you think you're doing when you're sleeping? You shower, right?
Apparently, yeah, you're sharding them every night.
You think there's crap falling out of that hole all the time?
In the middle of the night?
Are you referring to my mouth?
No.
Do you have anal leakage? Tell us.
No.
Crazy dreams.
I mean, I was part of this no washing of clothes movement. I was part of this when I was in college.
Like every college student.
Do you remember that, trying to get quarters together? Am I the only one? Christmas.
I haven't been to the laundromat in a couple of years. Do they now have credit card entry?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You don't put the quarters in anymore?
You may still be able to, but you can. Some also have cards you buy.
You have to buy a card.
Yeah, and then you swipe those. You fill those cards.
Are you doing the laundromat, Ace?
No, a couple years ago, my dryer went out, so I had to go to the laundromat.
And then there's the cash-only ones, and those places are washing more than clothes, I'd imagine. Mm-hmm. Washing a little bit of money around.
Laundry. Mm-hmm. Do they have a place you can drop them off if you don't feel like doing laundry?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Oh, right up the street here.
Chick, have you ever had it done?
Bluff and Folds? No, I'm thinking about it. I'm seriously considering
it. It's a very decadent...
it's an indulgence.
I had a washing machine issue in the place right near you, just north of your house.
They're good.
Fluff and Fold. Yeah, I dropped it off.
It's called Fluff and Fold?
Fluff and Fold. Mm-hmm.
That sounds like another morning show.
What would they be? I have to be late at night.
All household tips?
Fluff and Fold.
Fold's always leaving halfway through the broadcast.
Oh, like click and clack, I guess, right? Mm-hmm.
Fluff and Fold. I have a question. The end of this article says, if you don't wash your clothes, you can spray the armpit areas with vodka or vinegar.
Yeah, see how your boss likes your vodka-smelling garments.
Hey, you boosted it up again, Chuck?
Yeah.
Well, I thought vodka was the one that doesn't smell. That's why people drank it.
That's not true.
And also, wouldn't that be really expensive?
It doesn't make any sense.
Not that expensive.
You know what I'm into is this designer, your son... Remember the John Mayer laundry detergent?
What?
There's this...
it's called Laundress?
Designer laundry detergent now that I'm into, and I can't tell you what I'm going through to find
I have the sheets. Have you seen the...
I got the dryer. I've got...
No, these are washing machine sheets. You just put two of them in the washing machine.
Instead of detergent?
Yeah, it's a detergent, but they're in a sheet
form. They're like Listerine strips?
Kind of, but they're bigger.
No kidding.
They taste worse, though.
And they come in a box that is very small, so it takes up no space. It doesn't...
You come in a box,
awesome.
Tom? Oh, sorry.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Tide pods?
Yeah, I don't do those.
But the thing they come in only has an indentation on one side of the container?
That's where you grip it.
I know, but they should have it on both sides so you can get it to your fans.
It's a safety, so people can't get in there and put them in their mouths is why they...
No. That's the mouth thing.
Safety cap or something.
Yeah, no. This you can't grip it. It's terrible design.
Chick, do you wash your clothes in Tide?
Of course. It's too cold to wash them out Tide.
Is
that right?
Nice tip.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? I mean, I'm all for the environment. You know what? I really enjoy the environment when I'm wearing freshly cleaned clothes. Out there, feeling good.
The ones I use are called Clean People. They're great. Laundry sheets. They just... Awesome.
I have a monthly...
Whatever, wavy gravy.
I have a monthly subscription, and they send me Australian sandalwood or something. I really like the way it smells.
I thought I was
for your laundry?
Yeah. And I have dryer sheets that match.
Nobody pisses money away.
Would you move back to America?
Fast forward 5 years from now.
You know, I used to be Chick McGee.
This part of the bridge is mine.
Laundry detergent from down under.
Yeah. Give me $5. I'll do Mr. Obvious for you.
I had six cars.
You smell sandalwood?
That's right. That's a hint of sandalwood.
This part of the bridge is mine.
That's right.
This is just a bunch of dumb hippies.
This is just a bunch of dumb hippies.
I love saying that stuff with a hint of humor.
Yeah, why don't you go back and humor that up, will you?
Yeah, why not wash my clothes anymore, really? Great. Go live under a bridge.
That's Chick's bridge.
In another country, okay?
You don't come over here because it's mine. It's part of the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Take a shower, sunflower.
Take a shower, sunflower.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Jedes Business hat Ambitionen und PayPal Open ist die Plattform, um sie wahr werden zu lassen. So können Sie als HändlerInnen bezahlt werden, wie Ihre Kundschaft es möchte. Und egal wo, online, im Laden oder unterwegs. Und wenn es Zeit ist zu wachsen, bietet PayPal ein Netzwerk aus Hunderten von Millionen PayPal-NutzerInnen weltweit. Und schnelle Finanzierungsoptionen und Tools, damit Sie ganz locker expandieren können. Das ist PayPal Open. Eine Plattform für alle Arten von Business. Erfahren Sie mehr auf paypalopen.de.
What else is in the news, Christy?
A cafe in Russia claimed it was serving up lattes made with breast milk. The cafe chain known as Coffee Smile caused a stir on social media after announcing it would begin using real human breast milk in its drinks. In one promotional video, a woman who claims to be a supplier of the breast milk says, "I have a lot of it. The child eats just so little, so I thought, why not earn extra money? I even make coffee with breast milk for my husband, and he liked it.
I love it."
However, the controversial story went viral, and with the prospect of Russia's Food Safety Authority becoming involved, Coffee Smile owner Maxim Kobolev reversed his initial message and said he never intended to use breast milk as an ingredient.
My bad.
Dear Dad.
Do they rename the cups like they do at Starbucks? You know, Starbucks is that fundamental lie. Mm. Tall is the smallest. It's so American to do that. Oh, if you want a really big one, you get the tall. No, that's the smallest. Would they do it like based on like an A cup?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, that's a good idea. A cup, B cup, C cup, D cup, D's the biggest.
To go, you'd get a jug.
Nice jug.
Yeah, because you have to get two. Would that be legal?
No, I don't think so.
In the United States?
Boy, I can't imagine.
To call them A, B, C, and D cups?
No, to serve
breast milk.
Oh, serve breast milk.
You can't even bring homemade treats to bake sales anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
She could have.
Could you get
peanuts?
Again, yeah. I need a medical professional. Could you get like hepatitis or something from?
I don't know if it's considered a bloodborne pathogen or not. If you could catch something from breast milk, maybe. I don't know.
Would a woman pass like meth or?
She would.
That I think so.
Yeah, because you can't drink and breastfeed, right? Don't you have to pump it out and then wait till the morning?
Yeah,
pretty wild.
I'd like to see photographs of this. We called a Fappuccino. As you knock one off.
Can I get a coffee? Sure. Room for boob juice? Yes, please.
I'm a sucker for nipples.
Did you say almond milk? No, I said Anna's milk. Thank you very much.
Would you? Did you ever taste breast milk, Christy?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Never curious? I never was interested. I don't like milk, first of all.
Have you ever tasted a... never mind.
You don't like milk.
No, I don't. Never really? Did.
So if you won the Indy 500, what would you drink?
Well, it'd have to be chocolate milk. I can do that. I can stomach that.
Hmm. Really? You don't like white milk?
No.
Huh.
You don't like cream in your coffee?
No.
What country are you from?
Whiskey in your water?
I drink black coffee like it's meant to be.
What's all these crazy questions asking me?
Sorry, okay.
Hey, Mike, Mark, have you ever had breast milk?
Mark?
He's actually coming around to a microphone.
No.
Oh, all right. I thought all dads tried their wives.
No.
I can't wait, dude. Are you kidding me? That's going to be the best day of my life when I get to try that stuff.
You're excited to try.
Well, wait a minute. Yes. She's going to allow you to latch on?
Dude, I get a drink from the Golden Chalice. Are you kidding me? Sign me up.
I'm sure we could get a volunteer to come over here.
Yeah?
Does it have to be someone that you have knowledge of in the most intimate fashion?
I think I would rather... I don't want just some strangers. I don't want, you know, Tina from the rest stops breast milk.
We have to do it because we could do a song. You know that great song, Strange Brew? We could, Pat, we could do, Strange Boob.
Who are you suckling to?
Whatever. Is that song too obscure?
I like that song.
I'm pretty surprised you didn't. You're saying you never tried it.
Never tried it.
Huh?
I know. I'm dying. I never
even done. Yeah.
I wonder if Oskay has.
Oh, that he's a dirty bird.
He is. He's a filth monger.
Why would you think that's dirty?
I will go ask.
Hey, Oskay.
I say yes. Everybody else in here
said they didn't want to do it.
Let's bet. I'm going to say he has.
I say yes.
Mm-hmm. I say yes too.
Only one. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Ace, you in?
Going to say yes.
Say no.
No?
Okay. Really? Okay. Okay. Now we've walked around the room. Mr. Oskay currently performing his duties.
Not only am I going to say yes, he has. I think he got strawberry quick and mixed in.
What's the result?
What are the bets?
I say yes.
Everybody says yes, but Ace and I, we say no.
He says, oh, yes, I have.
Yeah.
His review, it tastes like a warm, sweet cream.
Oh, gosh.
I should have asked him if he would have it again.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. From a stranger.
Well, I could go ask him again. Would you drink it again? Anyway, he said he would.
He got a thumbs up.
Okay. But that wouldn't be legal in the United States, would it?
I can't imagine. Well, I mean, maybe between two consenting adults without any business.
You could actually whole milk, like farm fresh, non-pasteurized milk.
Raw milk?
Raw milk.
That's like boob milk, isn't it?
That's like iffy.
In terms of whether it's legal?
Legal or not, yeah.
Okay.
So I don't think boob milk would be legal.
It's not legal, actually. You have to buy a cow, and a bunch of people go in on a cow and drink the raw milk.
I think it varies, though.
Well, it does vary. I can get you some raw and pasteurized milk.
What?
Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Where do you keep the cow?
In the refrigerator, so the milk is cold.
What are you thinking?
You have to buy a cow?
Yeah.
People buy in
on a cow.
Hey, you want milk or not? Yeah, we can all chip in and buy a cow.
You know me, I love big dairy. I'll be there at the state fair having my ice cream. I love dairy.
I love ice cream. I love butter. I don't like white milk.
Five or six head and put them out here in the field.
Yeah.
Raw milk.
That's a great idea.
We can butcher a cow every year, and then we all get to split the...
You know something?
Makes sense.
If they fence this thing off, where the big towers are, could they put goats out there chewing
up
the
blood out there?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Not goats, cows. I want cows, not goats.
Well, the goats would take care of all the weeds and stuff.
Why do you guys want any of this?
Huh?
Why do you guys want these animals?
So we can have fresh milk.
Oh, I see.
We slaughter them. We have Jessica Hooker come in, and you talk about a fresh goat.
Yeah.
Chick just cut his head off.
I'm just crying.
Willie knows a butcher.
We
could have your butcher buddy, Willie, come over and butcher the thing.
Just crying, eating the most delicious gyro of my life, and sopping up my tears in the
PM. You know what the key is? We can't name
I'm sorry, Devin.
Yeah, you exactly. Can't name him. Yeah. You ain't Ron. Yeah.
Devin's a great name for a goat or a cow.
Devin and Ron.
A fertility doctor who was accused of using his own sperm to impregnate several patients.
See, I don't care for the taste of that.
You want to be pregnant or not?
Died. Huh? And the hand-built airplane he was in fell apart mid-flight.
The guy from what?
This is the guy. This guy's
72-year-old Dr. Morris Wortman.
Controversial.
was a passenger in the experimental aircraft that went down in a pasture in Orleans County, New York.
John, there's the phrase, right? Experimental aircraft?
Yes.
Yeah, no thanks.
Ain't it the truth?
Well, read. Keep reading. The part.
According to the county sheriff, the pilot, Earl Luce Jr., was also killed. Sheriff Christopher Bork said preliminary findings indicate that the wings of the aircraft became detached from the fuselage and fell to the ground in an orchard.
So you're on board the airplane. If you look at... Wait a second. It would be...
if you look out the left side of the plane, you'll see our right wing heading toward Earth. Oh, wait a minute. If you look out the right side of the plane, you'll see there are no wings on this aircraft.
Well... looks like we are just one big giant jart.
Well, you're right. The fuselage became kind of a glider. It continued west for another 1,000 to 1,500 yards before finally crashing.
Not really that far.
No. Man, that's horrifying.
It is
but
horrifying.
This guy is somewhat controversial. They think that he may have... had a number. This has happened before, obviously. Fertility doctor that apparently put his own seed into
that crazy.
And said that they were college
God
students.
Complex yeah. they have. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The obituary says he survived by 970 children and 3,000 grandchildren.
When you put together one of these homemade planes and you're all finished and you look down and you have that one screw left over, what did you go, oh, man.
Do you go, yeah, I'm just going to go for it.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there are people that do this that know what they're doing.
Of course.
But clearly, if the wings fall off...
That's the main thing you don't want to happen.
Right.
Maybe I should have used all 300 rivets.
Right.
I don't know.
Wow.
There should not be parts left over.
Hey, you want to come up in my experimental aircraft?
Do they have
sure, he said.
Do they have a kit?
Oh, like, yeah. Surely they do, yeah.
There was a guy in my neighborhood when I was growing up who was building a helicopter in his garage.
Was he crazy?
A helicopter.
We were fascinated as kids. We were like, man, oh, man.
I heard of this, and he couldn't get up out of the basement.
He should have built this outside.
Am I correct in saying, wasn't John Denver in an experimental aircraft?
Yes, he was.
He didn't realize that. I think as I read, there were...
Couldn't he just flip a switch and there would have been another gas?
Other gas tank?
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, in any event, there's a couple things going happening with this story, all of them odd.
Country road, speeding toward us.
Pat, do you have a song getting about closer. That?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Business Banking mit der ING.
Ich bin Lucia und ich bin Imkerin. Ich habe Millionen Arbeiterinnen, brauche aber nur ein Konto.
Hol dir jetzt dein ING-Geschäftskonto, die ersten 6 Monate kostenlos und mit bis zu 200 Euro Gutschrift. Das ING-Geschäftskonto. Dein Business, dein Banking.